I don't normally read historical fiction, but this is so much more because it is a story about family and about... Also, I was really taken with this idea of the treatment of deserters, because it's something that's not really written about very much. Well, not you know, in fiction that I've come across anyway. But and also the impact of on the families of the deserters and the social stigma that went with it.
Mm.
And what this book does so marvellously is there's a character in the book who is a pioneer in the treatment of PTSD and also strokes, the rehab side of strokes, rather than just letting people sort of lie there for years and be unresponsive. And it was these sort of pioneering works attitude that really held me, you know, against the stigma of desertion, because there's always a story behind it.
Yes.
You know, you don't always... And I was sort of, towards the end, I won't give out any spoilers, but I thought there is one way that this story could end up with everything really lovely. And Susanna doesn't do that. And she leaves it, I think, really realistic. And the other thing that I really adored about it was the character arcs, because... when we're writing, our characters have to change throughout the course of the novel to make it interesting for the readers. And I think both Carrie does, but more so her sister, Evadne. She's sort of spoilt and self-obsessed at the beginning, and she transforms over the course of the novel into a much, much nicer person. And I think that, you know, it was just salutary. I learned a lot from it. So I really did value the book.
Is it a sort of standalone, complete, that's it piece, or is there going to be...
No, I think it's a standalone.
Right.
Yeah. And the other thing I loved was learning about the antiques trade in the 1920s.
Oh.
Which, obviously, I knew nothing about. Yes. I have some 1920s pieces at home, so it'd be interesting to know. Yes. I was very interested in it, anyway.
Okay, sounding like a fan so far, David.
Yes, no, very much so.
Yeah. So, I mean, one of the things I really love about Radio Reads is how we get to... pick and read books that we never normally would. Like you, Kirsten, this is probably the last book in the shop I would have picked up and bought, if I'm being totally honest. But I really enjoyed it. I mean, it's totally out of my comfort zone. You know, I just want to urge people, you know, listening, to, you know, don't stick to your favourite genre all the time. Don't stick to your favourite author all the time. Give other things a try. I really did enjoy this. You know, it's part saga, part crime story. I didn't summarise it terribly well. There is an antiques trade going on that this nasty man that Carrie falls in with tries to run a dodgy antiques business. So that's one of the plots. It felt very soap opera-ish. You know, I was certainly booing the bad guys and rooting for the heroes by the end. I thought Susanna did a great job in capturing the time and place. It's Manchester just after the war. I really felt that, and the issues she tackles. As Claire's already said, you know, the class divides in there, the sexism in there. You know, the injured soldiers trying to come to terms with their injuries. For me, the only blemish, and it is a very minor one, is that I would have preferred it to be maybe a bit shorter. It's close to 500 pages, and you know, that's just my personal preference. I could have.
Okay. Well, here to represent Bill, I have got his review, which I will tell you now. His review of The Deserter's Daughter: instructive and shocking regarding how appallingly not only ill and damaged victims, wrongly called deserters, but also their families were treated. It romps along. The baddies are very bad. The goodies are very good. The class system, snobbery, women's oppression, etc. are all conveyed very well. It's well constructed. Fine if you want undemanding escapism.